Blog Talk Radio.
I'm psychotic about it. I don't want forever. I just wanna taste the love. Sample that product. I better some go numb. She's a narcotic. That bomb's burning. We smoking. My old flame. My Mary Jane. We got a love thing. She ain't jealous. I keep Nina around. And a small on my back. Taste if she go down. Right under my Hermes. I'm hearing the word is me. I'm a P-I-M-P, I let Trey hit some, then Dre hit some, then pass it to the homies till we all get done. Can't comprehend what this about, police coming.
You like put smoking, you
out.
Got me high.
No making it, won't put it down. I'm feeling like I'm
Room
up in the clouds.
You've done for me, you got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke,
you got me high.
Ooh, I make your love come down. One time, had that ever turned out.
You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me like smoke.
Shorty hot, she full blown, she hot now. 100 degrees, that's with or without the top down. But when she gets to work in her hips, you know the temperature rise. Oh Lord, soon as she see the thick in her thighs, she likes the stones in my cross, she flawless. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? You know I got the kind of conversation to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation, pimping ain't easy. Fact, I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping, now my cars are black. Get on my level, bump with the big dogs. If I want it, I buy it. I don't care what the cost. Luther said it. A house is not a home without her. I had them on a Greyhound filled up with. But what she show me, what she do for me has no limits. Her wanting is temporary.
You like
so
smoking,
she gon' get
you
it.
Got me high.
Put it down.
Let's go to Charlotte where Madam CeeLo Boston is. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. What's up, what's up, what's up?
What to do, what to do.
Happy Monday.
Do. No doubt. No doubt. Hey, a long week for me, man. Getting ready for a huge transition. The show is moving. But first, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up?
Hey, hey, happy Monday, everybody.
Hello,
crew.
We're graduates tonight, celebrating
yes,
2015.
Long list, boy. All my people's
hit me up, and they better be listening to y'all. Ask for these shout outs. I want you to be listening to hear them. So,
word. Oh, doubt. Hey, big up to Didi Toya. Let's go up to the DMV where that dude St. James is. What's popping, my dude?
Ain't nothing to it, man. You know, got back on that bench today. Started lifting heavy. CY Matt 315. Lunch meat. Lunch meat.
Oh.
You hear me?
Okay. Oh goodness, lunch meat. All righty then.
Lunch meat, really?
Right. The spice lunch meat or the regular kind?
The video will be coming out. The honey glazed.
Oh, honey hell no. Nobody puts honey on their deli sandwich.
You know when you weigh pork, you have the honey glazed ham?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, the good one. The good one, yes.
Yeah, yeah. The boar's head, though, only. You can only get boar's head to be getting honey glazed.
Okay.
$3 worth. Those of us who stay far away from that ham, you get that honey smoked turkey.
Turkey,
is,
there you go.
Just
that's
as good.
Just
as good. No, no.
That's
Patrick,
what it
just
is.
Just as good. I mean, I don't indulge in any of the, you know, any of that roadkill that you guys eat nowadays.
Oh,
but, you know,
roadkill.
You know what?
Okay.
I don't eat any of that carcass. I don't eat any of that carcass. So, you know, I'm just glad for those that still indulge. If you're going to be a monkey, be a gorilla.
You're a pescatarian only from the sea.
That's
okay.
It, man. Only clean animals. Only clean animals.
Oh, suck your ass.
My turkey ain't dirty.
Yeah, all right.
The dirty bird. Dirty
bird. No, hey, real talk, real people, real times. Hey, it's the Social Lab Got Crew. It's Money Monday.
You can't make this stuff up.
Cause you're such a good guy. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Let me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
The only thing I know, you're giving
so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Ursha Raymond, and that good kisser, boy, that song right there. Okay, never mind. 917-889-3926 is the number to dial and wait in here in the Social Lab TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, 9:11 p.m., joined by the best team in internet radio by far, the general himself, PM Tito Boston. Yeah. And the gun runner with them legal guns on the arms, Save James.
Okay.
You too can have guns
like
him. SaveJames.com, aka Mr. Wife Beater 2015.
Yeah.
That's right. Check your local calendars. I should be on
it. He should be on it. Yes, yes. And what we are doing tonight is celebrating our graduates from 2015 on all levels, and I'm going to kick it off tonight with some local graduates here, and then I'll work my way across the United States because I have them from all over. But shout out to Stephen Santiago and Angel Aponte, graduating from Mulberry High School, I want to say. And then we also have Dominique Frazier, who graduated from, I don't want to say his high school incorrect, but he is in Hillsborough County in here in Florida. And then we're going to go over to, let's see, we'll hit Manny Morales. Manny Kanai, Gabe Morales, and Chris Luck, who graduated from Berkmar High School. And then I'm going to let somebody else take it because I got a whole bunch more.
Shout out to Chicago Walker, graduating from Hillsborough High School here in Tampa. Big up to, I believe, Chris Johnson graduating this year. Frederica McCulley. Hey, big up, Frederica. High five to your mama. As well as Charnay Smith. They all graduated today over at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Big up.
There you go.
I don't know what it's like. Also, Michelle Duffy got her bachelor's. Actually, excuse me, mama, her master's. Don't change her at all. Michelle Duffy again with her master's out in Nashville. Congratulations.
Michelle. I got a few more. We have Christopher Boyd, who graduated high school from Patterson Charter School for Science and Technology in Patterson, New Jersey. And then we also have Alicia Brown, who graduated going to high school from 8th grade to 9th grade. Congratulations to Alicia.
Hey, it is Money Monday. We're celebrating grads, but grads. That sounds like grants. We're celebrating grads. But listen, inside Money Monday, let's keep the reality of college loans out there. I'm still paying on a college loan right now. I actually paid up my stuff, got my bills underway, man, and then forgot to pay the things all over again.
Uh-huh.
So the good thing is that they're working with me. So I got my payments back on track, made a payment. But listen, these damn college loans are not a game. Are not a game.
Uh-huh.
Make good decisions. Take
they
advantage
sure are
of grants.
Not.
Grants. Don't try to get them to hoodwink you to get these loans because you'll be paying for them 20 years later. Like everybody on this show.
No, yeah.
Like everybody on this show.
Yes, okay. Or, I am the IBR queen at this point. Do you understand me? I'm not, just going to have to stay in forbearance until I get to it.
Yeah, as long as I can play.
I'm like forbearance, as long as I can play. July. July 21st. So, man.
It just takes a little bit of research out there. People, parents, teens, adults who are going to college, just do a little bit of research, get with your financial aid advisors at the schools that you are going to, and they can help you, you know, point you in the direction of grants that you can qualify for of all sorts. So you don't have to take out these big high-dollar, high-interest loans and feel like that's your only way out to get your education. Use your grants. That's what they're there for.
No doubt.
Yeah, because you get these free Pell grants. You get those automatically for every year that you move up in your education.
Absolutely.
And they get more and more as you get up the higher you go. So it's
absolutely
a little incentive for you to actually go to school and do work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know,
and
so depending on how, you know, if it's.
No, I was just going to say, well, on top of what you were saying, I mean, because you can get grants and still have a remainder balance. Like, that's what I had. Like, I had grants, you know, when I first started school. But there's also that remainder balance that that wasn't covered by a grant, you know. So
Right.
That's
right,
out
man,
there,
that's
too.
When the Parent Plus loan came in, and that's when the refund check got popping. Oh,
okay.
And so, if for those who don't know what Parent Plus is, Parent Plus is a program that was probably in the state. It's called different things in different states. Hot Chocolate said it. You got to do your research. Do your due diligence.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, you can pull a couple of different funding sources together to have a zero balance. But if you don't really, you know, if you're not strategic and you don't do your research, like CeeLo said, you end up having a balance. Hey, we're celebrating 2015 graduates inside Money Monday. Here's a good time, Troy Ave. We ready.
Know the moves get watched, elude you cops. Continuously ain't got money, I drive them. Drop Jeeps, I'm in the hood, cock heat. Back door, y'all creeps. I hit you good, fly deep. Every time I'm on these streets, I roll. So fly, I. Real be relating to a G. Fake be hating on me. When I get a home, we beatin' oh. Then I. Bad love, fuckin' with a G.
All right.
Fake love, hating on me. Troy Ave, new tax flow. Not the movie, that was fake, I'm factual. Dope boy swag to the max blow. Made me who I am, I used to rap slow. 3 to 5 birds in a dresser. Never show the devil, she'll get lying, tryna press her. Stretch it with my wrist, not frying, use compressors. If it's straight sniff, I'm gambling with the extra. 21 blackjack, purple chip cash. Golden nugget, rooftop, pool jump, splash. Soaking in the moment, a hustler's component. Jesus in the water, my goal is atonement. Still ride clean, me and Pooch in the Benz. Got a bitch in the back, I been with a friend. Ain't nothing new, except the view in the day. I'm a fly motherfucker from the NY State. Every time I'm on these streets, I roll. So fly, I. Real be relating to a G. Fake be hating on me. When I get a home, we beatin' oh. Damn, I. Bad love, fuckin' with a G.
All right.
Fake love, hating on me. OKC, making moves with my dilly. Young, rollin' with the Jews that'll kill ya. Nowadays, soak news like they. Y'all sippin' pop, they do this for Twitter. Wow. Follow to they home, make a move while they with her. We try, you ain't job, think hey, Soup, we gon' get you. REVENGE. Franklin's for that, you heard about me. Drop when it's hot, dead. Front up. Block getting popped, dead in front of. Only thing missing is the cheese. No, I got that. Buy and sell blocks, Monopoly, no top hat. Ride G. I'm in the hood, cock eat. Y'all creeps, I hit you good, fly deep. Every time I'm on these streets, I roll. So fly, I. Real be relating to a G. Fake be hating on me.
Powder.
When I get a home, we beatin' oh. Damn, I. Bad love, fuckin' with a G.
All right.
Fake love, hating on me.
Uh-huh. 920 TM Hama Radio Live. It's the Social Lab, real talk, real times. TM Hama Radio Live. It's the Social Lab 921. Real talk, real the people, real times. Hey, follow us on Twitter, TM Hama Radio. Hit us up on Facebook as well, TM Hama Radio, inside the group. If you got music you want to play, you want people to hear, we will play it. Only if the quality is dope. And you can hit us up, TM Hopper Radio Live at Gmail. We will play it again, only if it's dope. Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate, up in here, St. James, TM, Money Monday. We'll celebrate grads tonight. You want to celebrate somebody, you can hit us up, 917-889-3926. Hot Chocolate, you went down a list a little bit. CeeLo, anybody graduating?
Well, actually, I had a cousin graduate from college at Ava Boston out there in North Carolina, out there in Plymouth, North Carolina. Her and I think somebody left me a person as well on my page that I am attempting to get to. So
no doubt.
Come back to me.
While she's working towards that, I also want to congratulate the entire Patterson Great Falls Youth Build graduating class of 2015 as well.
Word.
Shout out to Mark and Liz out there in Patterson, New Jersey, doing wonderful things with the youth. Wonderful advocates and people out there. Love you, big bro and big sis. Keep doing what you do. Love that good work.
Word. Hey, shout out to all parents who recognize it's never too late. One thing I saw recently, and we really bash a lot of times reality TV, but I saw something real positive, I thought positive anyway, on T.I. and Tiny's reality show. Their daughters graduated, of course. Two of their oldest daughters graduated, and the conversation started with Tiny, pretty much admitting that she had not graduated from high school. I think one of her sons had asked her something about graduating. Mom, did you graduate? She was like, no, baby, I didn't graduate. She referred back to Escape, the group that she was in back in the day. Jermaine Dupri had the group Escape. And she was
talking they were
about,
young.
How you know she was like 17, and they were recording a lot, traveling a lot, and you know she just didn't finish school. And then a few years later, you know, Escape was like over. And so I appreciated the fact that she talked about going back to get her GED because her son was like, Ma, you didn't graduate. You know, I'm not going to graduate either. This is what the little
right.
boy did. She was like, oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are going to graduate. So, I mean, I really appreciate a real dialogue, on television because a lot of times that's what happens. And that's what's happening right now. A lot of parents don't see the value in graduating, you know, don't see the value in getting their GED. And in turn, you see a whole generation of kids who don't see the value in education, graduating, or getting their GED. So big up to you, Tiny, for publicly acknowledging that and going back after that thing. It's never too late. Never too late. To celebrate graduation.
A lot, yeah.
I ain't have a choice in my house.
And yo, me either. I didn't have a choice. It was never.
It wasn't even an option. I mean, mind you, my mom was a principal, so it was like education was paramount in the crib. So it was not
listen to what you said. You said my mom was a principal. She was the epitome of education, and I do
That's
believe you have to have those kind of role models. Because it's just the opposite. You can have, you know, the epitome of no education as your role model, and you don't see the value in it. So I absolutely believe that you are a product of your environment.
Absolutely.
You can be, but at the same time, you got to also see it for yourself where there's benefit in it. Because by the time I was close to even like the last couple of years of high school, I didn't really have anybody to push me to do anything. I just knew that I was going to be on my own, so I was going to have to do something, and I couldn't see not graduating. Like, I would have felt stupid, even if it was other people who were dropping out left and right. You know what I mean?
But where did your value system come from, though? There was some type of values instilled
from when I was young. I remember my grandfather buying the encyclopedia for me. Like, I remember that.
Hell yeah.
And I remember him allowing me to read. I was the only child that was allowed to touch the books because I was the only one who would actually read them. The other ones were trying to, you know, draw and all this stuff. It's like, it was understood early. I always wanted to know more.
There was no options in my crib. None whatsoever. It was high school, then college. It wasn't no work for a while till you figure out what you wanted to do. Is which college you were applying to?
Right.
There was no.
Exactly.
It was no other option, conversation. No other conversation that went on in there. So I mean, but the thing is though, it's like I had aspirations to go to college anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause it was put in front of me, like, you know, that's the way to go. Cause I wanted to do lawyers. I wanted to be a veterinarian after a while. But then when I got to high school and I figured out how much school was involved, I was like, maybe engineer may be better. I only got to do
right.
4 years of that and I'll be done. All right.
Well,
let's try it.
Numbers.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yo, son, that doctor thing, you in school all your life, son. Like, and then you got to keep learning because things keep changing. Medicine keeps changing. Research keeps evolving. It was just like, yo, wait a minute.
Yeah. Where's that's why medical coding will always be around. Well, that's why medical coding will always be around, you know?
You know, it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because I was actually going to try to, you know, get into that as a side hustle and everything when I was working in the school. I was studying for that. I went and bought the books and all of that stuff. I was taking an online course. And the week I went to go take the test to get certified, the site showed up to be a bogus site. So I got out of like $250 for books and tuition. I was super duper tight, son. I had to laugh it off. But it was just like, yo, they really got me because I was really studying. Like, I was dissing the people at my job. Like, nah, I ain't doing that. I'm studying for this joint. I ain't going to be here that much longer. Get out of my face.
Wow.
Burn your
like, what y'all need
burn
me to do? Like, what y'all need me to do now?
Yeah,
want me to
I
keep up?
It.
Okay.
I thought about it, man. I do it.
Or, you know what I'm saying? I was just playing. Trying to see how much y'all was going to take.
Mm.
That joint was super whack, son. I was tight.
Oh, my gosh.
I have names of a few more graduates real quick. These are college graduates.
I bet you do.
Actually, I do. Shout out to Stacey Lee, who actually graduated from Arcadia University, and to Cadman Herbert, graduated recently from Penn State University, as well as Rylan Richardson, who graduated from the University of Virginia.
All right.
Penn State, he wasn't on the football team, was he?
No, cut it out. Cut it out.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
I don't even understand.
Stop it.
Where we got you from? I just don't even know.
That's why you don't have no friends.
I just want to make sure he's okay, man.
That's why you don't have no friends.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Hey. Sending this one out to my man Killer B. No doubt, indeed. For that weed. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, yeah, it's cold outside, B.
Yo, little son, real shit. There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. You could run, but you can't hide forever. From these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. They never around when the beef cooks in my part of town. It's similar to Vietnam. Now we all grown up and old and beyond the cops' control. They better have the riot gear ready. Trying to back me and get rock steady. By the Mac 1 double, I touch you and leave you with not much to go home with. My skin is thick, cause I'll be up in the mix of action. If I'm not at home, puffin' live, relaxing. New York got a nigga to so I wear a slug proof underneath my gown. God bless my soul before I put my foot down and begin to stroll into the drama I built. And all unfinished beef, you will soon be killed. Put us together, it's like mixing vodka and milk. I'm going out blasting, taking my enemies with me. And if not, they scar so they will never forget me. Lord forgive me, the Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. I'm falling and I can't turn back. Or maybe it's the words from my man Killer Black that I can't say, so what's left of untold fact. Until my death, my goal to stay alive. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
Yo, we live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
I'm trapped in between two worlds trying to get dough. You know when the dough get low, the jewels go. But never that. As long as fiends smoke crack,
I'll be on the block hustling, counting my stacks, no doubt. Watching my back and proceed with caution. 5-0 lurking, no time to get lost in. The system niggas use the fake names to get out quick. My brother did it and got bagged with 2 ounces. I live with Warren Squad, hit the block hard. That's my man Twin when he got bagged. That fucked me up, God. But shit happens for a reason. You find out who's the true keepers when you're upstate bleeding. You can't find a shorty, the truth to bed with you. Hit with a 2-4 is difficult. While on the streets, I try to maintain. Tight with my Lucas, hoes like to run game. Some niggas like to trip, but I ain't with that trickin' shit. I'm like a Jew, saving those who I could bit with. Pushing a Lex, now I'm set, ready to jet. No matter how much loot I get, I'm staying in the projects forever. Thanks on the blocks, we out clever. If beef, we never separate, grow together. When words come to words, so my peoples come first. Try to react and get the motherfucker feeling served. My crew's all about blue. Fuck looking cute, I'm strictly thin boots. An army certified suits, puffin' nails. Lay back, enjoy the smell. In the bridge, getting down, it ain't hard to tell. You better realize
we live this till the day that we die. Survivors of the fit, only the strong survive. We live this till the day that we die. Survivors of the fit, only the strong survive. We live this till the day that we die. Survivors of the fit, only the strong survive. We live this till the day that we die. Survivors of the fit, only the strong survive. We still live in it.
Open your eyes and get wild. Look alive. 95, what up? Hypnotic stuff like your dead ass paralyzed. Know what I'm saying? More deep and all that.
Oh, snap. We're back. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're celebrating graduates tonight, 2015. Sage talking about whack sportscasters.
Wardrobe. It's the wardrobe.
Yeah.
I appreciate the commentary.
Yeah, I mean, so pose it to the audience, Sage. Pose that question to the audience.
All right. I'll put a disclaimer out. That I really enjoy and I look up to this guy as far as commentary goes, as far as his oratory skills and his elocution of vocabulary. I look up to him for this. I try to model myself after it as much as I can without, you know, being a beat biter. But the brother, Stephen A. Smith's wardrobe, is less than what he gives it credit for. In my estimation. Sometimes he does it right, but hey, a broke clock is right 2 times a day still.
You know what?
And the way he talks, no, but feel me with no hands on this one. The way he talks about his wardrobe, it's like you would think this dude is, you know, Alleganza Mac Daddy of the Month, Jet Magazine type thing here. You know what I'm saying? And I would say that is less than that type of praise that he gives himself. I know he'll probably never respond to me on Twitter.
Yes,
I'll
reach
out to him about
said.
That.
That's exactly what he said.
Huh?
He said
Alleganza. No. Alleganza Mac Daddy of the Month. Come on now. My movie buffs you like that. All right? If you don't know where that's from, you haven't watched enough movies. I promise you. But you haven't watched the right movies, I would say. You haven't watched the right movies. But it's just my estimation that I think with his level of success and what his bankroll probably is at this point, me personally,
$2 million
I think he can do better. He can do better than what he's doing. Not to say that he's not getting probably top shelf garments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure those are fine threads he has on, but the composition and the way the outfits are arranged. It's just like,
he has an image consultant.
Are you trying to say that his stylist is not styling?
It's not doing. If he has a stylist, they need to check their resume and see exactly what they, you know, how to up their game. Because I'm trying to tell you, if you want to look at a model of consistency with fashionable attire, I'm talking about GQ status, the way he talks about his attire.
Where
check
do we go?
Keyshawn Johnson.
Okay.
Check Keyshawn Johnson on Sunday Countdown, ESPN, or you could check Chris Carter. Both of those two brothers, They do it right. I'll even give my man Marshall Faulk a pass, too, on NFL Network. They get it right. They get
I mean,
it right.
Don't listen. They've had on a Steve Harvey suit or two I've seen, too.
That's
Come
a,
on now. Cut it yeah. out.
No, no, no. Okay. Don't, but which one are you talking about? What are you talking about now?
All three of them.
All of his suits look like Steve Harvey suits.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying, though.
I was just going to ask you how you felt about Steve
like
Harvey.
I mean, I think
Steve
every
is stuck
now
in
and 1990s. All his suits look alike.
True. Yo, they look like, you know what they look like? They're like the Magic Johnson suits. All of them joined with all the extra pockets and the flaps and the
look better,
super big lapels.
That's me.
Yo, but why do you have the split in the back of your jacket? You know what I'm saying? With like
so that when you sit down, you don't bust it open.
That's grandpa style. Get out of here. That's grandpa style.
Because they got those on.
Yo,
they got those splits on the back of the military issue stuff. So
we have a corn cob pipe in your square pocket too.
You know what?
Okay, with a straw in his mouth.
Get out of here.
And one of those funny hats.
Get out of here with that, man.
Back to Mr. Daddy's hat.
That's extremely funny to go back and watch. Like, I mean, to see Shaq fall.
Oh, my gosh.
Fall. I mean,
that was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Fall off the stage onto the floor.
Yeah, that was
to
so
see
funny.
It just over and over and over, listen.
In slow motion.
Definitely.
He caught a bad one.
That was
a super bad one right there.
That looked like it hurt. It like he slid. Somebody snatched his chair at the same time, and he hit. Didn't he trip? Did he trip over the chair?
He tripped. There was a monitor wires on the floor. He tripped over.
Good gracious, that's a big man to be falling. That's just. I'm surprised that's falling shit.
All 280 something pounds of that dude.
Yes.
Back to celebrating our graduate. Okay, y'all go.
Okay,
I only have one person, and her name is DeSara Pierce out of Houston, Texas. Congratulations on graduating this year, young lady.
I hope they give you a kayak and a paddle out there in Houston.
Okay, you got to be careful. Some of the interstates got shut down by those by that rain.
Absolutely.
My ex-husband and my close friends, they're both out in Houston.
We need cowboys to go out there to help them wrangle up the cattle.
Son, after that water recedes, they're going to have manatees in their front lawn when that joint recedes.
For real.
Straight up.
And, you know, they're still fighting people as the water was receding.
They are.
Does anybody have another shout-out?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. I know you do, Gina. Slow down. I didn't say anything
yet. You act like you didn't want to give yours, so why?
Hurrah.
How can I when you got everybody that graduated from Maine
from coast
to Oregon over here?
That's right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We worldwide, baby.
From Augusta to Salem. Damn.
And back.
And back, son. Man. Anyway, my punk ass niece, Marquia Bell.
Really?
She went from 8th to 9th grade this year. Yeah, she'll know why I call her that too if she was listening. So ain't no love lost. She graduated from 8th to 9th. My cousin Lisa Haley, younger, she went back and got her bachelor's after a few years of a layoff. Congratulations to her. My cousin Ray, I don't know what school he graduated from, but he graduated. Good for him. And
congratulations, Ray.
I'm trying to think. I think that's about it. I'll say I can put myself on that list because I graduated from the school of believing to the school of knowing through this matriculation of life. So,
well, congrats.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Sir, you graduated from what? I'm sorry.
The school of believing to the school of knowing.
Okay.
What?
All right. Mm. Yes, I had to hear it again. That's all. Just really.
And again, congratulations, brother.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess.
Do you get shoes with that? Like, what do you get with that?
You can just turn your castle from one side to the other.
You get liberation.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes, sir.
You get peace of mind and mental freedom.
Yes.
That's more important than anything.
Okay. We'll go for
emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Yes.
And
don't get it, T.
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. Ready. Look how the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibes, and nothing can break it up. The girl them a wine non-stop, we are the drinks them in a my cup. We gonna party all night. 24 parties we hit in a row. Tonight are the very last show before we are out on the road. The girl them a release the load. So let me see your hands up though. Everybody know, put your hands up though. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road. We're ready for the road. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. 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 Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready. The girl them a wait all week to get up on the road like freak. The music full up on blast with thousands of chips in feet. Everywhere you look is just food, and everybody in a real life mood. We gonna party all night. Everyone.
T.M. Time Radio Live. That was 9:42 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:42 p.m. on the West Coast. Hey, yo, thank y'all for joining us. Look, this is the only place that you can find real adult talk, okay? And the only person that I know that can give it the way it needs to be given is my man coming up, Mr. Sade James.
Hey.
Representing the DMV and sometimes New York.
Always represent New York all the time, son. I just live in DMV. Get it right. But yo, that was a great play on words. Only give it to you the way he can, and he's coming up. Oh, man.
Wow. Jesus. Look,
you like
know
that?
What?
You like that?
Let me just have a seat.
That's why I love you.
I love you back.
I can't
with you.
I was just quick side note, real quick before we start. Very excited because this season premiere of Power will be showing Saturday night at 9:00. If you guys haven't caught up on the series yet, you need to binge watch that first season. And get on it, because it is worth the watch, promise you.
Yeah. What's that again?
The Power.
Power, yeah.
Yeah. But, yo.
You want me to sing the theme song? Okay, I won't.
No, you good. Just
okay.
That's
not
fine.
Not this time.
That's perfectly fine to do without that.
Out there in 2015.
Word. The last song that we played, I should have asked him to play Blurred Lines, because that's exactly what is happening in society right now. There's a lot of blurred lines, and the lines are getting more and more, I would say, more and more fuzzy on the line of demarcation is falling apart. And what I mean by that is I want to give a big
Mumbo Clan!
I know where he's
to
going, and I do not want
to
know.
To the new and improved, I would say Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, my God.
One more clap!
What? Who is
that? All you can say to this. The line has officially been erased in the sand.
Yes,
formerly
it has.
Formerly known as Bruce,
he is now known, or wants to be called, Caitlyn.
Yes.
He is getting the cover or Shim.
Too old for that name.
She.
Son,
she.
Shim is getting the cover of Vanity Fair.
Vanity.
Yes.
And like an 8 or 10 page spread or something crazy like
oh,
that.
Oh, and the Courage Award. Okay.
No, I was just about to go there. The SP, they're about to get the SP Courage Award to
the Arthur
dude,
Ashe Courage
shit,
Award.
Whatever,
yeah.
Or whatever the hell it is. For
well,
being bold
courage.
Enough to change yourself from a man to a woman.
Wait, did you hear that they're lobbying to give him the Wheaties box like he had when he was a triathlete?
No. What the blood, son? Like now, okay. I'll put this disclaimer. I put this out there before I go into this, you know, this little spiel. But
so, yeah, we're
going to
get hate mail.
Anybody.
Yeah.
No. I don't care. Send it to me. I don't have anything against anybody who decides to live their life the way they want to live. If they have a certain lifestyle they want to uphold, you
so
know,
it.
It is your will. It is you have your own volition in life
about,
to do as you please.
I don't think it's about, Kasane, you correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think it's about lifestyle because everyone has their right to make their individual lifestyle choice. For me, it's about the exposure of this particular choice. I mean, people make choices all the time. Why such exposure? I don't get
it. I feel the same way.
I agree. I agree. On this situation is, you know, it's intense. Go ahead, CeeLo.
I was just going to say, I mean, if we really think about it and look back throughout our time, there have always been certain areas where your sexuality, like if a man was gay, he was like automatically in the fashion world or what have you. But a lot of these people who were living, they are now able to come out. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't the climate for it. It's like the younger generation is what brought in the new acceptance.
But why must it be a Vanity Fair spread?
Right.
Thank you. Why does it get
only,
that
I think only because of the fact
light.
That they, if he was, I don't think it would have been as much, I don't think as much would have been garnered towards him had they not been reality TV, quote unquote, stars.
Okay.
I think if they weren't already out there like that, I don't think he would have been embraced the same way because no one would have been able to watch that story unfold.
I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. But what I'm trying to tell you is, regardless of, I mean, I see what you're saying, that was the ultimate segue in order for the story to have legs. I get
right.
it. And I agree with you on that. But what I'm trying to say is that those that have the money to influence certain exposure would have gotten the exposure they wanted anyway. This was nothing that was going to get swept under the rug regardless.
Right.
Any way you slice it, this name was damn near a household name for years.
And then if this
whole thing was swept under the rug or was kept in the dark for the past 15, 20 years that we who know who Bruce Jenner was, and then all of a sudden he comes out as Caitlyn, this thing would have blew up. I think just as much as
too
we
old
just
for
saw
that
it
name.
Happening.
Right.
No, I get it. Yeah, be a Margaret or
Geraldine.
Blanche.
He looks like Geraldine. Geraldine.
Right.
Geraldine.
Yes. Dude looks like a lady. Yes, that right there.
And I was looking for that song because I saw you hashtag that on Facebook this afternoon.
That's the first thing that came to my mind when I saw the Vanity Fair cover. That was the first song that popped in my mind. And I was like, that's all I got. I'm not going to say nothing else about it on social media.
I will.
I don't care enough to.
Isn't that soft?
Look, I don't care enough to.
Strong jawline. Still a big advantage to me.
He looks like
Listen, if I lose weight too fast, I look mannish. I'm just saying the thing is that people, if he wasn't put in that arena already, they wouldn't have made such a big deal about it. He wouldn't be getting the Courage Award, I don't think, for the ESPYs.
I don't know what
he's going to wear when he accepts the award.
How about this? I'm going to flip it on top of y'all head. Hold on. I'm going to flip this all on top. Look, What if Muhammad Ali would have came out and said that he was gay and he wanted to change?
He
would have been accepted the same.
He wouldn't.
I'm just saying, hypothetically.
I can guarantee you, Vanity Fair wouldn't have been calling.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. That's my point. No way the kind of exposure and the kind of appreciation of this quote unquote bout of courage. And that's all I'm just saying. It's like the thing that I take up the most with the situation is that this line shifting or this line blurring is being encouraged.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot.
And you're right.
Being encouraged a lot. And I have nothing against those that choose to do what their soul heart desires to do.
But your point is there seems to be an agenda.
That's my point. That's exactly what I want to say.
I got a prime example.
Because they have a TV show coming out on ABC Family about people that are switching genders.
Right.
ABC Family. It's coming out this summer.
Yeah, though. I saw a young lady on the Meredith Vieira show today. Well, she started out being a young man. She's 14 now. But by the age of 6, she felt like she was in the wrong body. And told her parents that. Well, he told his parents that, and they allowed him to dress as a girl, grow his hair out, the whole nine. He looks just like a teenage girl.
I'm cool. I have nothing to say to that because it'll be the wrong thing.
But plans to get the gender hasn't gotten the gender reassignment surgery yet, but plans to.
We veered off into adult conversation, folks. If you've just tuned in,
Hey,
we're going to pause for the calls, come right back, wrap it up. We're celebrating our 2015 graduates tonight as well. Again, this is Adult Talk. We'll be right back.
Come back to me, come and show me your
9:55 in the PM out here, well, just 9:56 now in the PM out here. Up here in the DC metropolitan area, it's your boy Safe James. You still tuned in with TM Hyman Radio. We got the whole staff with us tonight, minus a few. And we're going to continue wrapping up the conversation.
For you.
Yeah, what man, where y'all at, man? Y'all been running from us for a minute, man. Double D's, you know what I mean? I miss chopping it up with you, man. It was good. Toya, put that wine down. That's probably why you ain't even here. But anyway, yo, we got a couple minutes left in the show. Got a couple minutes left in the show, man. We was shouting out our 2015 graduates. Congratulations to all those that made the conscious effort to get it done on whatever level that it is, whether it's 6th grade, 8th grade, 12th grade, bachelor, master's, doctorate, whatever it is that you choose, that you chose to put your mind and focus towards to accomplish, big up to you, man. You know, you did it. You know
absolutely, and never, never give up. And I want to give a special mention to that class at Patterson Great Falls Youth Build, class of 2015, to Miss Latoya Greer. Miss Greer finally earned her high school diploma at age 24 years old. Perseverance, baby. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. Never give up.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Never too late. Never too late.
Life
that's
happens,
right.
Man. Don't
that's
ever
right.
Ever feel, don't feel judgmental, man. Don't, you can't judge nobody, man.
That's
happens,
right.
Man, you never know.
Shout out! I got a few shouts to a group of young men who graduated from a fiber optic class recently. They earned their certification in voice data and fiber optic cabling.
So
big up to Quan Ford, Frederick McCulley, Dominic Inglis, Giovanni Santiago, Antonio Johnson, Johnny Knight, and Reggie Reed. Big up to those dudes who can now cut on your cable for a special price. You know how you know how you
go. Good job.
You know how you for a special
that's my
price.
Feel right there.
Nah,
that's my feel.
No, congratulations to those guys.
And I messed one up earlier. I messed one up earlier. Dominique Frazier graduated from East Bay High School in Tampa, Florida. Big up and congratulations to you, Dominique. Also, out there in the Norfolk, Virginia area, congratulations to Janae Cradle, who graduated this past Saturday from Booker T. Washington High School, and her brother, Corey McCoy, will graduate on June the 18th. Both fighting Bookers. Congratulations, kids.
Hey, listen, we've been kind of keeping you in suspense talking about the show moving. The show moving, where are we going? To L.A., New York, Dubai, Atlanta, where are we going? Ladies and gentlemen, we will be moving to Atlanta, Georgia. When we come back off the break, you know, we'll be coming to you live from the ATL. We're moving from Tampa to Atlanta, everybody. So, again, thanks for rocking. We're excited about Atlanta.
And that ain't the end either.
No.
Sure is not.
It's just the beginning.
Okay.
Absolutely
get it, get it,
get it. Hey, back
so much bigger and better.
Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Hey, we up.
That's what she said.
Take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well.
I just did.
And we're
get tired of hearing that.
We're officially on break, baby, but don't miss. We're going to give you some special things going on over the summer. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio Live. Good night, everybody.
We're SaveJames.com, y'all. Check me out, SaveJames.com.
Thanks for listening.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show.